Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for February 18th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. In an announcement to the Australian Parliament, Prime Minister Scott Morrison stated that an investigation into parliamentary hacks showed that networks for the Liberal, Labour, and National political parties were also affected. Mr. Morrison clarified that there is no evidence of interference for the upcoming national elections in May. The government believes these attacks come from a sophisticated state actor. As a result, election commissions have been briefed in all states and territories, and the Australian Cybersecurity Centre has made technical experts available to any political party or electoral body. The British Parliamentary Digital Culture, Media, and Sports Committee published a final report of findings looking into political disinformation online over the past 18 months. The report recommends creating a code of ethics for tech companies overseen by an independent regulatory body with authority to obtain records, initiate legal proceedings, and levy fines, as well as privacy law protections for users against inferences made about them. The report also recommends the Competition Markets Authority audit the online ad ecosystem, changing UK election law to require absolute transparency for online political ads, and a review of efforts made by foreign actors to influence elections, including reviewing past elections. Facebook received specific recommendations, including an Information Commissioner's Office investigation into their platform practices and use of user data, an audit to check for anti-competitive practices in ad sales, and requiring distinguishing between quality journalism and low-quality content, whether that's building a tool to do that themselves or working with an outside provider. In a statement, Facebook rejects the report's claims of breach data protections and anti-competitive practices. The UK's National Cybersecurity Centre determined that there are ways to mitigate the security risks in using Huawei's 5G infrastructure, according to sources speaking to the Financial Times. While not commenting specifically on the story, the NCSC stated that it had a unique oversight and understanding of Huawei and expected the company to address engineering and security concerns brought by an oversight board last year, and that it is exploring a range of options for the UK's 5G deployment. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo published an investor note claiming that Apple will release an all-new MacBook Pro between 16 and 16.5 inches in 2019, featuring an all-new design. The note also claims that 2019 will see Apple release a 31.6 6K monitor with mini LED backlighting and a Mac Pro with easy-to-upgrade components. Kuo further claims that the AirPower charging mat will ship in the first half of the year, bilateral charging will come to iPhones in 2019, that is, you'll be able to charge things from an iPhone, and that AirPod 2 will support wireless charging. Sources tell Reuters that the Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi Chuxing will lay off 2,000 people, roughly 15% of overall staff, from business units outside of their core mobility business. Overall headcount should stay roughly consistent, however, as the company is looking to hire over 2,000 people to focus on safety technology, product engineering, and international expansion. The layoffs seem to be the result of slowing growth caused by public safety concerns after two Didi users were murdered in 2018. Software developer Philip Wang has used an open-source implementation of the Generative Adversarial Network, or GAN, to create a website called ThisPersonDoesNotExist.com. The GAN runs on NVIDIA software and creates a human face every 2 seconds. As you refresh the website, you'll get the latest creation. It's important to note that GANs don't assemble new faces from real faces, but learn how to create an image from scratch based on training from image data of real faces, and that makes me feel a lot better. Sources tell the South China Morning Post that EA is in talks with Tencent to bring Apex Legends to China. Tencent already distributes Fortnite and PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds in China, so they like to play with the big boys. The country just ended a 9-month freeze on approving of new game licenses. Tencent is still waiting on approval for in-game purchases to be sold in Fortnite and PUBG. Razer announced it will shut down its digital game store, originally launched in April 2018, with sales scheduled to stop on February 28th. The company will fulfill all pre-orders already made in the store, and any published games will still work as long as game keys are retrieved before the shutdown. Razer will still continue to sell games through its Razer Gold and Silver reward programs. And finally, a study by gaming researcher Newzoo finds that esport revenue will grow 26.7% in 2019 to $1.1 billion. Of this, they predict sponsorships will make up the largest chunk with $456.7 million, followed by media rights and advertising, bringing in $251 and $189 million, respectively. The growth in revenue corresponds with increasing interest, with the study finding that 454 million people are now interested in esports, a 35% increase since 2017. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.